All right. Statistically speaking, as we'll see in the third part of the course, the general linear model is all of ANOVA and all of regression in one place. What the general linear model is going to let us do is it's going to let us take a quantitative criterion variable and use a wide array of things to try and predict scores on that, including friends we've already made in regression of quantitative variables and binary variables, and a friend that we're making now in ANOVA called interactions. But we're going to be able to put all of those things and multiple category variables and nonlinear relationships and every freaking kind of interaction that's the combination of all of those things all in one place. And the point is that as far as the math is involved, there's no difference between ANOVA and regression. They're all just two versions of the general linear model. However, in terms of the way we often approach it, the questions we ask and where the data come from, there are some interesting differences between regression and ANOVA, and they all boil down to what's generically referred to as variance partitioning. As we work our way up into these larger models, everything is going to be about variance partitioning. We've got this criterion variable, and this criterion variable has 100% of its variance. And what we're trying to do is to carve that 100% up basically into two parts. The total variation gets divided into what we can model and what we can't model, cleverly called error. We can call this systematic and unsystematic. We can call this effect and error, whatever you want to do. Now, the reason that this is the most common model in the general linear model is because this is the most common model in regression. And even though the general linear model includes ANOVA and ANCOVA and the factorial versions of both, GLM is still primarily thought of as a version of regression. And here's what I mean. We really do start out with the criterion measured from a population. And what we change is what variables we also collect. But we pretty much use this same population and this same criterion. But what we do is we add predictors to the model. And the more predictors we add into the model, the more of the total variation gets modeled and less of the total variation that's error. Make sense? We continue to partition the variance by adding more things to the model. In factorial designs, we see something else that's just as common. In factorial designs, like we showed you back here when we were talking about programmatic research, we pointed out that sometimes we add an independent variable to the factorial design that was already part of the picture, but we hadn't included in the model. For example, gender. If I've got my comparison of my treatment and my control, I'll bet you that I collected data from both men and women, but when I put it into the two-group ANOVA, I didn't pay attention to gender. And so the total variation was divided into the treatment plus error. We could do an ANOVA where we say, you know, let's take those same data and now let's pay attention to gender. And when we do that, the total variation hasn't changed because the sample's exactly the same people. You with me on that? That's a really huge point. The total variation hasn't changed because these are all the same people that they were. We just didn't sort them into men and women before. Now we're sorting them into men and women. And so now we still have the treatment, but we also have gender, and we also have the interaction, and we have error. And all of these add up to what that was. How are we doing? Because it's the same people, so it's the same variance. The treatment's still the treatment. But now, we've taken what used to be error and said, you know what? There's another source of variance in these data that I can put into my model, called men and women. And there's another source of variance in these data that I can put into my model, which is the interaction between treatment and gender. And now, my error term is less than it used to be. And some wonderful things happen. This treatment effect is now going to have a larger F and a smaller P. It's going to be more powerfully tested because same effect, less error, stronger test. The same thing that happened when we looked at the multivariate advantage, multivariate power. We now are able to look at two new effects that we weren't able to look at before. That's the whole idea behind multiple regression. So, this is the variance partitioning idea as it's applied to multiple regression. Notice, we have the same dependent variable, we have the same population, we just included variables that we hadn't included earlier. And when we do that, this effect stays the same. These effects come out of what used to be error, and error goes down. Now we want to separate that from something that rarely happens in regression, but happens all the time in ANOVA, particularly factorial design, which is when we add populations. We do that all the time in factorial designs. In fact, one of the most common uses of a factorial design is to say, does this effect generalize to a new population? Not asking if we get it in both subpopulations here, but if we get it in two different populations. So we have the original study, which compared the treatment and the control in population 1, cleverly named population 1. Then when we go run our next study in our factorial design, we collect data from population 1, but we also collect data from population 2. Now, the total variation is going to go up because we now have, assuming that there's a population effect, we're now collecting data from two different populations. And so there's going to be more variability in scores across two populations than across the one. Make sense? We're still going to have a treatment effect, and we're going to have a population main effect, and we're going to have an interaction, and we're going to have error. None of these are going to look like the original study, and none of these are going to look like when we did additional variance partitioning by adding variables, because here we changed the population. The increase in variance comes from adding a second population. This treatment effect is now based on the aggregate of how well the treatment group does combining population 1 and population 2, gets compared with how well the control group does comparing population 1 and population 2. So the main effect isn't going to be the same. There wasn't a population variable before. There wasn't an interaction variable before. And this error term is also going to go up because now we have four sources of variation instead of just two. And so the first distinction we want to make is between variance partitioning, which is common in regression, and only part of the story in factorial design, where we have the same total variation because we have the same population, but we are adding a variable into the model that takes up some of what used to be error and is now part of the model. Versus something that is much more common in factorial designs than in regression, which is to actually add variance to the model by including a second population, or maybe a second setting, or maybe a second independent variable, but we are actually adding variance. The only time you ever see that in regression, which you were taught, is that sometimes we're interested in comparing a model across populations. And if we compare that model across populations, it's because we have more than one population. But notice, we never put both populations into one model. We kept them separated. All right, that's the first thing that I want you to think about variance, that when we talk about the difference between ANOVA and regression, whenever you're doing a factorial ANOVA, you've got to ask yourself, how have we created that factorial design? Have we created it by leaving the dependent variable in the population alone and just adding predictors, which is variance partitioning? Or have we changed who we get data from, adding variance to the model? That's the first thing. Second thing's weirder. And I'm going to take you back to a handout that we used before. Hold on a second.